The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
I actually have two of them to kick things off today. The first is an old Australian man who was arrested after he got naked in a cemetery and did some unspeakable things with an electric toothbrush.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that.
Get the toothbrush out of your bum.
Take it out of your bum.
I'm just having a night. Let me have my knives.
Leave him alone.
Leave me be here in the cemetery. You know what he's into.
You know I like anal play.
That's obvious.
Right, I have a rap sheet.
All anal crime.
Every one of them.
Wow.
It's hard to do Australian and old.
Hey, yeah. Hi. Oh, where you go? You don't want to try and take my anal toothbrush, do you? You'd leave it there.
Oh, God, anal toothbrush.
Put your gloves on.
I like the way it shakes in there. I like doing it atop the dead.
We know what you like about
it. I like doing it atop the dead.
Oh, God. No. He's 67.
Yeah.
This ain't my first radio.
And so he was busted. I don't know why. Obviously, he has, you know, a problem, right?
Yeah.
Drop it!
No! You're in the cemetery. Leave it in there.
Let me leave it in there.
I'm not done yet.
You're in the back of the cop car.
You have to shoot me first before you get this thing out of me.
It's all I can hear.
It's a very powerful toothbrush.
Ironically, I don't have any teeth.
Well, you don't use it there.
No, just on my backside.
That's right. All right, almost done.
And there we go.
Oh!
You got a mess to clean up there?
Oh, God.
I've got my hands on my back, you know?
Yep.
What if it has a 2-minute timer like mine and just shut off?
I gave him a smiley face after he's done.
Yeah, he gets the report.
Yeah, he thinks he's brushing
his
teeth.
What's
it say there? So this guy, he's 67. I'll show you a picture of him here when I bring it up.
You know what I
missed? There he is.
He's like, I'm doing it right now.
He was arrested after he stripped naked and masturbated in a cemetery on several occasions. Mm-hmm. He said he's sorry and he promises he'll try not to do it again.
I'll try my best. I'll give it another shot. Do my best to not do that again.
Next week he's there.
As soon as you let me go, I'm going to go right back.
Raymond James Stratford is his name. He was spotted performing a sex act that involved an electric toothbrush in the Stirling District Cemetery near Adelaide in Australia. He was snared in a joint operation.
Operation Toothbrush.
Right.
Yeah.
Between.
This happened. There was plain clothes, cops, and a dog squad involved in this crackdown.
The dog's got you now. That's right.
He had been seen on a couple of different occasions masturbating and performing a sex act with an electric toothbrush. Police did locate the electric toothbrush lying on the ground right next to him.
Oh, man.
Leave that alone there.
Bag it.
Leave it alone there. That's mine.
But don't touch it.
You
don't
make
touch
sure
it.
I get
no.
that back.
Police had been responding to two separate complaints from people who had seen him making an exhibition of himself.
Yeah.
Over the past several weeks.
You got to pick that thing up like dog park poop.
You almost have to have one of those like cow insemination gloves.
Yeah.
You know?
You do the reverse bag trick.
Right.
Yeah. Right up to your, you know, shoulder.
That's where
you want that glove.
Don't you lose that.
I guess he doesn't live far from this cemetery. And for some reason.
He's been doing this a long time.
Yes, I do.
You know, the few times I
saw. Yes. For some reason, he likes to stimulate his back door with a toothbrush in a cemetery.
I like bristles.
Is it the dead? Like, what is that? What would you call that fetish?
Yeah,
toothbrush in a cemetery play.
Dead anal? What do you call that?
Oh, just because he's... Don't you think he's only in the cemetery because...
It's a quiet place.
It's quiet and it's outdoors and no one's going to be there at night.
It's peaceful. Mm.
Like I don't think there's any kind of twisted connection
I don't
to the
that.
Dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does he have a wife or somebody buried there?
That's what I was wondering, but isn't that much too romantic?
Doesn't it make it...
Oh, my love, I shall pleasure me beehole next to you.
Yeah, it's like the Australian notebook. It's the Australian notebook. I love my wife.
On the other hand, though...
We used to do this together. We were both into anal brush play. I'm not done yet.
What do you want?
Well, I just want to be left alone.
What do you want?
I'm having a romantic moment with my dead wife.
I know, but what do you want?
What do I want? I want you to leave me alone, turn around, and act like you never saw this here. This is for me and my wife, my dead wife. All right. I play the notebook music while
Instead
I do it.
Instead of the notebook, we'll just call it the toothbrush. Yeah.
I play the notebook while I do this. You can stay and watch if you want. I'm sorry I turned you away.
He used the toothbrush 365 days.
That's right, an entire calendar year.
In his mouth.
Now, oh, God.
I used it on both ends.
Now he doesn't.
Be a much sadder tale if that were the case.
Honestly, though, listen.
I have to say that, though, if you were busted doing that.
But listen, if it was true that this guy was going to the cemetery and having ghost sex with his dead wife, it does change it. For me, it does change it.
Feel sorry for him. I don't know why he needs the toothbrush.
Is it less perverted?
I think it is.
It is less perverted.
Because he's... Obviously, he's dealing with all of the...
It's her toothbrush.
Yeah.
It's how I remember forget you.
Oh, God.
I can smell it.
Oh, no!
She used to put this in her back song.
Oh, no!
I never forget you.
Well, this is all too romantic. This guy's just a freak, really.
Yeah,
we all know it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we romanticize the old guy with a toothbrush.
I thought what James had said, too, like maybe he had a, you know, his dead wife was there, but...
The gravestone says Randall there. That's a man's name.
I miss you.
On the other hand, maybe it explains all those weird sounds people are calling in complaining. Like, I think there's ghosts in the cemetery. I keep hearing these moans. It's just the old guy down the street with a toothbrush in his bum.
You hear that, eh? That's the scene of the deed.
This is a weird combination. The notebook music. Moaning and a toothbrush.
He does that all night like that. On a guy named Randall's gravestone.
Oh.
When you ask him about it, he says it's his wife, but I know it's not. The man died
in 19... That's Randall, my wife.
He died.
My wife, Randall.
Randall died in 1947, so... He won't ever leave. No. We never know when he gets in here and when he gets out. That toothbrush has got the most powerful battery source now.
He's got it hooked up to a great big battery.
Yeah. He brings extra.
Yeah.
For sure.
The court said that he showed complete disrespect for a place of a cemetery and those who attend it. So he's been sentenced to 2 months and 12 days behind bars, fully suspended on an 18-month good behavior bond. So if he can stop shoving a toothbrush up his ass for 18 months in a cemetery, then he'll be fine. If he does it again, trouble.
I feel like he won't stop.
Well, I feel like they're going to be like, we can't give you any more toothbrushes, you understand? We want you to brush your teeth, but you keep shoving them up your back.
Exactly.
You brush those things, but...
He's stealing other dudes' toothbrushes.
Where's my toothbrush?
You know where it is.
Ah!
Right up my backside. That's what I'm in here for.
You're the worst cellmate.
I am the worst cellmate. Sorry I keep you up so late.
I can't sleep at night.
I know you can't. They should just put me in my own cell. But they won't. Oh, yeah.
I'm gone.
I got another battery. Stole it off of God.
Keep getting
stole it off of God.
Batteries.
They're not easy to come by in prison, I'll tell you that. But, no pun intended there. I've got about 10 more minutes of this in me. Sorry about keeping you awake. Just go to sleep. You got a wreck in the morning anyway.
Oh.
All right. I'm almost done. Just stomp your bitching. Stomp your bitching.
Oh, no.
Let me finish. You knew this wire. Is it here?
Give me a pillow.
Don't you tell them I'm doing this now.
I'll smother
you while you sleep.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah.
I do love the romantic idea of it all.
Yeah.
I do too.
It changes everything.
Only, well,
changes
yeah,
everything.
Not, that old pervert is not
it's
romantic.
Not bad.
No, he's just running around with a toothbrush in his butt.
My God, my goodness, dirty old bastard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's.
You don't think it's romance?
No. Does he think that's his mom or his wife in the
is
background?
Is it just people-y?
Or just randos?
Yeah.
Took a real creepy picture right in front of those people.
It could be his. Yeah. His wow, she looks really old, though. If that's
that's what
wife.
I'm saying.
Could
I
be his mom, and his son.
It's my mom and my son, they.
That's what I think.
No. They know what I like.
They know exactly what I like.
That's where he did it.
Gorgeous place. I mean,
very nice.
Yeah.
For a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Due to top my dead wife, Randall.
All right, another pervert to get to now. A guy in Connecticut. He was arrested for getting half naked and humping a tree in a stranger's backyard.
Sure.
And I guess as foreplay, he was also eating the branches. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
It's like chewing on someone's finger, I guess.
Perhaps. Here's a picture of the dude, this guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The tree. Is that the tree?
No, I think they just put a picture of a tree with some holes in it.
Okay, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks like that painting of the screaming.
The screaming, right?
Yep.
This half-dressed Connecticut man was spotted humping trees in a stranger's backyard. He's behind bars on multiple charges this morning. According to a Naugatuck Police Department report, officers were dispatched to a residence on High Street. After a 911 caller reported there was an unknown male in the backyard without pants on, humping trees, screaming, and eating branches. When the cops got there, the suspect ran into a neighboring house, causing the people in that house to run out in fear.
Oh my God, Bert! Get out of here, Bert! There's a man in here! I think he's got splinters on his crotch.
Ouch. The intruder, identified as 36-year-old John Figner, subsequently exited the residence, and that's when he was placed under arrest.
Yeah.
While in custody, he then spat at and assaulted police, resulting in felony charges being filed against him, too. Scheduled for a court appearance today, he's locked up in lieu of a $25,000 bond. Two other pending criminal cases against this guy. He was arrested in August for assault, and he was busted in September for marijuana possession and breach of peace. What makes you take your pants off and bang a tree?
Just, you're so high.
Right, but what?
What drug?
What drugify would you have to do?
Meth, right? Mm. Like, you think meth and PCP?
He doesn't probably look methy, like, but you never know.
Oh, I don't think he has a single tooth.
Yeah, no, that's a toothless mouth there.
Yeah, he has no teeth.
But, I don't know, man. I've done a lot of drugs, maybe.
Yep.
And, I've never,
No tree humping yet,
no
huh?
No tree humping.
That's good.
Thank God, Andy.
I can't say the same.
You were completely sober.
I know.
Yeah, that's the weirder part.
That's the weirder part.
I knew exactly what I wanted.
I mean, I guess calling 911 is the only thing you can do when someone's humping your tree.
Yeah.
Right, you shouldn't probably approach them.
No, you call 911.
I'd say you get your garden hose out and you hose them down.
He's right. Yeah, you're going to spray him.
Get your wiener out of my tree!
Get your wiener out of my tree.
That's a funny thing to
hear. It is a weird thing to hear. Get your wiener
out of my tree!
Out of my tree.
Yep.
This old tree is over 200 years old. Cody, call the cops.
I would be pissed if you had your wiener in my tree.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't expect it.
You wouldn't, Lisa.
No.
You sure wouldn't. I'm
trying to think of what tree I'd want.
Like the bang?
To bang, or what are you talking
You'd
about?
You'd want a smooth, probably a birch. Maybe a sycamore. Sycamore, peel it.
The smoother the better, I guess, if that's what you're into.
Yeah,
but
smooth. Like an oak or a...
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know much about
rough.
Trees.
It's going to be rough.
You shouldn't think about it too long.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to break it down.
Please don't.
Definitely not a pine tree.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Paranormal investigators, speaking of ghosts, they recorded ghosts at a restaurant in Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
And they say you can check out the video proof yourself.
Oh, here we go.
Disbelieving bitches.
This is it.
Sooner Paranormal paid a visit to family-owned Dick's on 66.
Quality joint.
It is.
This is in Sepulpa. Sepulpa.
Sepulpa?
Oklahoma.
Sepulpa.
And they captured some spooky videos in the process. Cameras were placed inside the restaurant overnight. They caught lights flickering on and off. Multiple orbs were captured on security cameras placed in the back room. And another video captured a bizarre strand floating in front of a camera in the dining room, followed by a growl.
I don't hear anything. Okay, so, like, what, they're just turning the lights on and off?
Yeah, if they're not doing that, that is... I mean, that strand is just like a spider web or something, but... All the lights are flickering in a weird, crazy way. Every single light.
It's like they put one of those Christmas tree light bulbs in there that caused the blinking.
Yeah.
So this is
I mean, imagine you walked into your home and that was happening, though.
Yeah, no. I mean, you probably just have an electrical wire issue. Yeah.
I know, but like what? What causes just some to stay on, some to be off? I don't know. It's weird. I wouldn't... What?
And these are apparent orbs.
Oh, God, orbs are so fake, guys.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, it's a ghost. It's really...
Yeah, can I tell you something about paranormal investigation?
Oh, look at him.
Okay. Who's that?
Part of the ghost investigating team.
He's the lead investigator.
Yeah, you can tell by his hat.
Yeah. This is the one that's the strand floating in front of a camera in the dining room, followed by a growl.
Floaty piece of hair. Oh yeah, look at the. It's a. It's clearly a blowing cobweb.
Hold on, let's see if we can hear the growl.
That tiny little thing right there.
Yeah. That's just gas. Sorry, that wasn't a growl. It was just a. Just a whole mess.
Her stomach got caught on camera.
I did. Is that your tummy? That's my tummy.
I think she ate at Dick's on 66 before this thing got underway.
Yeah, Dick's on 66.
They got real brutal burgers. What was that? They're brutal hamburgers. It's not a ghost.
Someone was in the bathroom.
Yeah. Bebop's having tummy trouble.
Oh.
He's bad.
Cobwebs and gas.
Yeah, those aren't orbs. Those aren't orbs, please. Those aren't orbs at all. It is cobwebs and gas. It's insane. Just stand back, Lisa. Let her finish. She's not done just yet.
Oh, God, she's still going.
Don't you go in there for about 45 minutes, Lisa. It's cobwebs and gas all around. Wait for it to see. Yep, I knew it. She ate 5 bison burgers. That's her record. Stand back, Lisa. Stop trying to walk in there. Oh, did you guys hear any ghosts? I could have sworn I heard something.
The ghost of burgers past.
That's what I heard. Oh, God, I'm exhausted. Oh, man. Pull your pants up the rest of the way, Bebop. We got ghost investigating to do. Sorry. Jesus H. Christ.
Oh my God.
Lisa, seriously, you gotta stop. Thank God you turned on that faucet. You're gonna get cobwebs in your hair.
I love one of the big girls trying to protect her.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, she's the protective God. One.
The other one's just an animal. 5 bites of burgers did that to you.
Be honest. Be honest, Rocksteady. Could you hear anything?
You want me to be honest?
I do, please.
But I'm gonna let you know that yes, we heard a lot. Seriously? We heard so much. We heard every single ounce.
It wasn't
bite.
Me.
The crazy thing was,
it wasn't me in there.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll tell people that if you want.
Please.
But I gotta say, me and Lisa, we heard. Lisa heard everything.
Lisa heard it.
Yes, you should be
Jesus
mortified.
Christ.
We've gotta come up with some kind of ghostly zombie. I mean, your coughs didn't cover it. Your coughs didn't cover it.
Not at all.
Not a single one of them. No, and in fact,
it was hard to cough for 30 seconds.
The Dick's on 66 bathroom
is very echoey. It's like, seriously, there was an echo.
Yeah, you could have a band in there.
And it would be acoustically set up.
My goodness.
I know, you just got to cut it down to 3, 2, maybe buy some burgers.
It was like the recording the drums for the levee breaks.
It was very Zeppelin-esque. Damn it.
They said they also heard someone go, Ethel.
What?
That was just her butt.
Yeah, you didn't hear Ethel.
Hold on, what? Oh, did you hear Ethel?
Yeah, that's not Ethel.
Did someone call Ethel?
No. No, sometimes my butt makes noises.
Her butt says names when she eats the right amount of food.
Also, they heard something say Duke was here.
That's no ghost, Lisa. That's just Bebop bellowing butthole.
And also someone saying we're dead is what they claim they heard.
I'm dead. No, that might be an actual medical emergency. Bebop!
Oh, hey,
are you alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, so hot in there.
I thought you flatlined again in there.
Okay, oh. Let's turn it up and listen closely to see if we can determine if it was just a stomach rumble. Okay, here we go. Right.
Bebop.
That's what they said.
Sorry. These microphones, they pick up everything. Dick's on 66. Starving.
Seriously, this is going to grumble.
I can't get the Dick's burger out of my
mouth. Oh, man.
Bebop!
I'll take a double Dick's burger. Oh,
no.
Sorry, was that recorded?
Yeah, that was recorded.
Oh, my God.
Just in the back cooking up a Dick's burger.
Your butt orbs are everywhere.
Butt orbs. Your butt orbs.
And then, like, all these orbs shoot by.
See the orbs?
Oh, my God. Those are incredible. God,
that's the place.
Look at the place.
Definitely cobwebs.
This is Dicks on 66.
Look at that place.
Haunted. Look at that place.
It's real haunted.
Super haunted. Bebop and Rocksteady. Ghost investigators.
I love them.
Today, we're at Dicks on 66.
One of the scariest places on Earth.
Also home of the Dick Burger.
Look at this.
Ooh,
it's a burger with tons of slaw.
I know what slaw does to the inside of Bebop.
Rock cabbage. That's tough.
It's going to be a lot of orbs tonight.
We'll take, each of us will take 2 Dick's Burgers apiece. Large plate of fries.
That's exactly right. More slaw!
Some chili.
Well, yeah, they have like menu. The worst of food.
And Wisconsin cheese.
Cheese curds, Philly cheese fries.
I'll take a Cheesy Jane.
Triple H hot burger.
Well, hell yeah, put another hot on that.
Of course, because we love wrestling.
Bacon and blue cheese burger. Corn dogs.
Blue cheese, that really tears me up.
Yeah, they...
There's nothing healthy in
there.
No,
their food would rip right through.
I mean, they've got a tow truck attached to the front of their building.
I mean, they deliver until 2 p.m., so that's outstanding hours.
Wow.
2 p.m.?
Yeah,
2 p.m. Yeah, that's it.
Are they just like, there must be just like a breakfast and lunch place.
I don't know.
I love the idea of Lisa ghost hunting with Bebop and Rocksteady.
Me too.
Me too. You go ahead.
Lisa, this is dangerous.
We're going to go first.
We'll get you a burger, one of our 5 burgers.
Doesn't believe in any of it.
Right.
You guys are just stupid.
Oh, I'm not trying Dick's special sauce, can I tell you?
Oh, I bet.
You can't call it Dick's special sauce.
It's real zingy.
Can you put some of that dick sauce on there?
The bacon blue, I'm telling you, I'd probably die for the bacon blue dick burger. Bacon and blue.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Don't
goodness.
Mind if I do.
There's not a single healthy thing on there, man.
No.
Corn dogs, onion rings.
House-made tater chips.
Tater chips.
Tater chips.
Yes, please.
House-made. Right, Dick makes them
the
by
ghosts
hand.
The ghosts of Friars Past. Hey, listen. I don't want these Mountain Dews to stop coming.
They don't call it an onion ring. They call it an O-ring appetizer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
because it blows out your O-ring.
Yeah, they're there.
Just let her finish. She's going to blow that thing out again, right? And then it's going to be show over, and we're going to the hospital.
There's ghosts in here.
No, there wasn't actually that covering it.
Sorry, God.
Apologizing to God.
I swear. Oh.
I just take it easy. Ice it down.
I got so scared in there. That's why I'm sweating.
Ice your beehole down.
I can't sit right now.
I bet not.
She probably has the worst hemorrhoids, that poor lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Poor thing.
Every place we go to is so haunted. Every restaurant we've ever been to is some of the most haunted places. It goes everywhere we go.
Bebop and Rocksteady, paranormal investigators.
She actually probably had her hand like on the wall, like trying to brace herself, and that's what was turning the lights on and off.
Oh, there is ghosts in here.
Oh,
see the lights?
Oops.
Oh. All right, as social isolation continues for a lot of folks, especially seniors, a professor at the University of Washington has suggested that sex dolls be developed that could provide seniors much-needed companionship and sexual gratifications.
How you doing?
Here's what she had to say.
The idea of robots as companions for older adults, I think, is considered unseemly and unthinkable. We're fine with robots for younger, able-bodied men, but the idea of manufacturing and designing robots for older people, especially older women with disabilities, for example, is a demographic we really haven't marketed to. The attitude of society, the attitude of Western culture toward sexuality in later life is really glaringly ageist. So older adults who express a desire for sex are ridiculed. They're thought of as, older adults are thought of as asexual or beyond sex, or if they show an interest in sex, they're considered dirty. So it's really not encouraged and it's not supported. In the healthcare setting, primary care physicians rarely ask about sexual functioning, sexual health with their older patients, even though this age group, 65 and over, is disproportionately affected by impairments in sexual functioning.
So we're a pretty sex-positive morning show here. So yeah. Would you, if you're designing sex dolls for seniors, like personally, I think they'd want the sex dolls that... you know, we would use if we wanted them,
yeah,
right? They wouldn't want old sex dolls.
No.
You might design one that's like looks.
These are sex robots. That they're talking
maybe
about.
Yeah, maybe sex robots. Looks, maybe it looks 50. Mm. Like you wouldn't want it to be as pervy. Maybe you could make one that looks 50, like a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, like the people that I listen to that are discussing like cutting edge AI stuff and things like that, this is the future that they're going for. They believe that you will have a real relationship with these robots that end up living with you. Like, and the reason they think so is because you can just be real with them. Like, when you encounter someone, say even if you go to a therapist, there's probably some stuff you hold back from them. But mm-hmm. like if you have one of these robots that you just pour your life out to and they don't judge you, they don't whatever.
And then you can have sex with them too.
And eventually I think they will design them.
I just like the idea of old dudes just being like, what do we want? Sex robots.
That's right.
What do we want? Sex robots. When do we want them now? S-E-S-R-O-B-O-T. Sex robots. Sex robots.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us sex robots. Sex robots now.
We'll burn this place to the ground.
Hell yeah, we will. With cigar matches.
Because we're old.
Should they be covered? You know, like, is Viagra covered?
I don't know. It's Viagra.
Probably.
I don't think any of that stuff's covered.
It's not?
I don't think so.
I think it's
a
choice.
I thought it was.
Probably.
I think it probably is, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's like an elective kind of thing.
Like that's if it's a medical assume. Condition?
I think.
If it's a medical
yeah,
condition.
Yeah, I think if you like blew yeah, your wiener out. Like,
you know, doctor, it doesn't work.
Let's hope I never blow my wiener out.
Like, yeah, if you like injured it.
I think just like anything, you know. Like if my
medical condition.
Yeah, I know, but it's like my high blood pressure medicine isn't fully covered. So, you know, you're still going to pay for it.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's partially covered. I wasn't sure if it would be or not. But so then should these be covered? Should a senior sex robot.
Whatever keeps them out of the
they
cars,
won't
right?
Be covered,
they won't be covered. No.
That's too far.
That's too far.
Yeah.
If you keep them out of their vehicles.
then that's fine.
Yeah, because don't you think it,
just keeping
it would
at home and banging?
It would be hard to wrap your mind around going to a senior home to visit
Nana,
and there's like a sex robot in
like
the corner.
Nana's sex robot.
Yeah.
Probably put a blanket over it or something.
Yeah, I think. But you can tell.
Just a boner.
Yeah, standing up and can't sit on its lap. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, no, Nana. I mean, if it makes Nana happy, I guess you just got to come to terms with it, right?
Yeah.
That's Prince Harry over there.
Yeah.
You step away from Tyrone.
Oh, my God.
Nana, what are you into? Nana.
You know.
No, Nana, no.
Nana's been a bad girl again, Tyrone.
Oh, no. Oh, that upsets me.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
It is.
Imagine you walked in. Oh, God, Nana. Robot Tyrone just destroying Nana.
Yeah. Grandma, no.
Get out.
Today's visiting day. Why are you doing that? So someone says they work in a pharmacy. 99% of the time it's not covered, but if it is covered, you're only allowed up to 6 per month. You get 6 bangs per month.
Not covered, huh?
You better ration them out.
99% of the time it's not covered, she says.
People are saying it's covered.
Yeah, some are.
Depends on your insurance.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Most Americans, I guess, don't have great insurance.
Yeah.
Instead, imagine being, that's a great point. Imagine being tech support at the senior sex robot company.
Hello?
Hi.
Sex robot.
Hello?
Information line. Hi.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Hello?
Hi.
My sex robot is broke.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Is it a male or a female?
It's both.
Oh, my God. Wow. You got a hermaphroditic one?
That's right. I went nuts. I went crazy with it.
I'm going to have to transfer you to another department.
All right.
Yep.
Hermaphroditic line. Hey, hermaphroditic line. Hey.
You blew out both ends on it?
Yep. Of course I did, like last week.
We'll send a repairman.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Later. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so this generation of older people couldn't handle the technology. By the time, you're older...
See, I don't
be able to handle it.
I mean,
he'll have a sex robot, no question.
You know, the technology,
no question.
Yeah, I can already see her.
Sure.
I can already see her in my mind.
It's already built.
I already know what it is.
what it is?
Yeah, it's gonna be right out of it's gonna be right out of Blade Runner.
Oh my God! Look out!
But it is interesting. Even when I think about the Blade Runner style of. So even the new Blade Runner that was made, he had almost looked like a jewel, and he'd hit it, and then it would project this girlfriend that he had. Yeah, he had a relationship with, but she had no physical body. Then they do some stuff and figure some stuff out, but it'd be very awkward for even me. To think about that style of thing. I think it's when it really gets to that point, it'll be your whole life, there's been a robot in your house.
Oh, so that'll be the age group.
That'll be the age group. Yeah. It won't be us.
So it's not like ours. So let's just say, God forbid, but it's the Brysters alone and my dad's alone and they're, they won't be the generation getting.
No, we won't. I don't think my kids will. It'll be my kids have robots in their homes from the time they're born, then maybe then. But I do think just like the movie Her, that'll be how it starts, where there will be an AI
that develops a relationship
app that they don't have the robot part figured out, but they have the mind part figured out.
It just would be, I know, just dealing with my dad and his iPhone. I can't imagine if I had to deal with my dad and his robot that was on the fritz, right?
No.
Because he's
in
not,
there fixing it. Dave, you got to fix it.
Dave, you got to come over. Got to come over tonight.
Dave, tighten it.
Dave, can you stop by on your way from work, son?
Oh, my God. The worst.
Tighten its legs.
No, Dad. I can't do this for you anymore.
Couldn't handle if my dad had a sex robot because he'd be just destroying it all the time.
Yeah, it'd keep him out of trouble.
It would keep him out of trouble.
But not the worst idea.
Again, before they call the helpline, they're going to call one of their kids to come over.
Yeah, exactly.
And give them a hand with it.
Well, and I'm the one who knows everything about computers. So oh, that sure. sucks.
Dad, try just unplugging it and plug it back in.
That's great advice. Have you tried
just unplugging it, Dad, and reset it? Press the reset button on
it's
her butt.
It's working again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day. How much did a big dude manage to steal from a Burger King? Let's get to that.
The idiot criminal of the day.
A former Burger King employee from Alabama is free on bond following an arrest for theft. Daniel Henry Andrews, accused of stealing over $30,000 from a Burger King over the past year.
In a year?
In a year.
Wow.
Judging from his mugshot, he took a lot of that in Whoppers.
You get a day rate.
Half of it was in Whoppers.
He's a big guy.
Looks like Pugsley from the Addams Family grew up.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's no end to his chin and beginning of his neck.
No.
No. One mass. Yeah. It's just one thing.
I'm not sure if it's a pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah. This whole setup I got going up here is all burger related.
So, the actual crime he did, the 35-year-old is accused of altering a computer program. I mean, come on, this is so dumb. He was able to input fraudulent hours. So, it's like every week he worked 70 hours.
But it took him a year.
It took them a year to figure that out.
Together.
He was also creating fake employees.
Oh, no way.
And he was taking money.
Oh, damn. He's accused of taking possession of a former worker's debit card and causing false income to be deposited, where he then spent the money. He's free on a $50,000 bond. He was booked into the Shelby County Jail earlier this week. And I feel like he took big advantage of that employee discount.
Not a fry got thrown away.
Not a single one.
Do you get? I'm sure you get an employee discount if you work at a fast food joint.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
I'm sure, and I think probably at the end of the night.
I'm sure when he was busted, he took the biggest dump that jail's ever seen.
Just give me a minute.
Look at me!
I think typically when you work for fast food restaurants, your meals are free when you're working.
That's
free,
what I would have thought.
Wow.
Should be free.
That's an incentive for... They're entitled to free drinks on the clock at Burger King and a 50% discount at food.
Ooh,
at
least that's for Burger King. Mm.
I'd be huge.
Oh, my God. If you could get a $2 Whopper or whatever.
I can't even think about a $2 Whopper.
They can't do that to America. Mm-hmm. They can't do a $2 Whopper.
They'd be like, we are unable to protect ourselves now because of that $2 Whopper. Here they come. We're being invaded. Somebody get up.
Somebody get up.
I can't. I'm pinned to the ground by my own weight.
We all are.
We've got $2 Whoppers. Help yourselves. Help yourselves to everything in the country. If you roll us out of the way, you can capture us.
Oh, my God.
You're never going to be able to roll us out of the way then.
You can check out this guy's mugshot up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak. I'm kind of fascinated about fast food employee discounts. McDonald's, it's just 30%.
Man, yeah, that's not enough.
Happy Meals don't count or are approved.
That's because you're trying to get those toys.
The toys, yeah.
They would sell them on eBay.
Right, what's the Taco Bell disc? Maybe you could get little... side hustle at Taco Bell if the discount's good.
We gotta hope this isn't too good to be true.
Family members receive a 50% discount, so you and your family members, you should have got with a Taco Bell girl. You got a 50% discount, James.
But I mean, maybe you guys can get polyamorous.
Yeah, bring a Taco Bell chick into the bedroom.
As much as I love the 50% discount idea, I don't know that I can barely please one woman. Bringing in the Taco Bell girl.
Right.
Just going to be more stress.
I know. So stressful.
Let's see. KFC, what do they do for you?
10% off.
Yeah.
They can't afford it.
Just enjoy working here.
The colonel runs a tight ship.
Wow. You know what? I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it.
All right, Ben.
I don't care. Just give it to me.
Chick-fil-A, 20% off if you worked that day, 10% if you did not.
Kind of ginsy.
Lame. Yeah. Some of them are pretty ginsy.
Burger King wants you to work there. That's what you're...
Unlimited free soda. And they get 50% off everything else on the menu.
All of that's the best one so far.
Give you like free drinks.
What about Shake Shack?
All right, let's see.
It's like Lisa's side hustle.
Give
me some Shake Shack.
Let's see
that's
what the favorite. Shake Shack gives you. Shake Shack 60% off.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
If you're a manager, 100%.
100%. Hi, I'm a manager of Shake Shack.
You want to be a manager.
That's weird because I remember growing up, all the friends that I had that worked at fast food, they got free meals when they were on. Like,
they probably took it away.
Yeah, it tightened things up.
It's funny to think of a fat employee being like, I know who I gave my rose to. Shake Shack.
Hi, Rose.
I love you. Listen, 60% off and 100% off if I make it to manager.
Will you take this, Rose?
Take this rose and be my bride.
Who did we miss? Wendy's. Let's see. Wendy's. 50% off a meal.
Arby's.
Not bad.
And one free meal for
Arby's,
managers.
Yeah.
And Arby's.
I bet it won't be
got
good.
The meats.
I remember it being like half off or something.
50% off meal discount on breaks.
I hate to even tempt myself with this.
Dairy Queen.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Dairy Queen.
Check the Queen.
Checking the Queen. 50% off during shift.
Oh, no. I work on the weekends at Dairy Queen.
Chuck got a weekend hustle. He's in the DQ.
Yep.
But it'd be funny if he like shows up on time. He's like the perfect employee.
Gets
all the work done. Answers all of his emails. He's like the Dairy Queen employee.
Why would you guys take this job serious?
No. How many Dairy Queen emails you think you get? Quite a few?
Oh, my God.
Probably a lot. Giving you updates on the new Dairy Queen Blizzard things that are coming in. Different offers on the ice cream cakes.
I'd rise so high up into that company.
Yeah. New procedures on how to handle those, what do they call their ice creams on a stick? Dilly Dally?
Yeah,
The Dilly Bars.
Yeah. Dilly Bars.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So now you know if you get a job like Chuck on the side.
I came up with a brand new formula for a blizzard.
Are you a
That's all I do. I just like lock myself in closets.
You're like the blizzard scientist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A 93-year-old guy in Rhode Island lost his wedding ring doing yard work. So his daughter put out a request for help on Facebook, and a stranger with what they call the Cadillac of metal detectors came over to try
Very
and help.
Cool.
Wonder this is got. Future Chuck, although I'm not sure if he'll help old people or not. Here's the story
for
from WJR-TV. Take a listen.
Ryan Ledbetter of Westerly has a love for finding what's beneath.
It's one of my hobbies. I usually do relic hunting for historical stuff.
A while back, he bought what he calls the Cadillac of metal detectors. He had planned to put it away for the season until he came across a Facebook post in a community group.
I put the message out there that my poor 93-year-old father lost his wedding band. Ryan replied instantly.
Prior to this past weekend, Ryan had never met 93-year-old James Crowley.
I couldn't deal with the feeling of him being worried sick, so I said, let me get on it and get over here.
He knew Crowley could use the help, so he took a trip to his home and learned he had lost his wedding band while working in his big backyard.
I didn't realize it till later on at night. The next day I went out and I looked all over. Couldn't find it.
The pair went over the area of where it may be.
And we didn't have any luck at first, and I was kind of got discouraged.
Crowley had given up hope.
I had like this with a million leaves. What are the odds that I'll find it?
But Ryan didn't.
AD, that's good.
Oh, I found it. He held it up.
I was just happy because I was happy to see him be happy once I found it.
The value of what he recovered is priceless.
She was my wife and my best friend.
Having been married for about 70 years, 6 years ago, Crowley lost the love of his life. That ring had never come off of his finger, and it never will again.
It's a bond between here and I. That's why it bothered me when I lost it.
We're really grateful that he found it and that he stepped up just to come out and said, I'll be there tomorrow morning, and he was here. There's a lot of good in the world.
In Westerly, Sam Reed, NBC 10 News.
That's super cool. That was so sad, the dude.
I know. Like,
I'm here with my Garrett AT Pro, and I am ready.
Where's my ring?
I may or may not have found it, old man.
Please.
Oh. Did you find my dad's ring?
Maybe.
Hey, what do you mean, maybe?
I've got a top pocket find right here, but
Give it, please.
You're not doing this out of the goodness of your heart?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. This thing was pretty expensive.
That's my ring from my beloved.
Shush! My poor dad.
I'm trying to negotiate with your son opening my pocket fee.
I've got literally like minutes left to live.
But you didn't say anything about a fee. You just volunteered to help
us. I said I would find it. You found it. And I said I wouldn't charge you for the ring.
It's only been off my finger.
But this pocket doesn't open unless
you hear my poor
Chris,
dad. He's
shut up, old man. Shut up. Stop yelling. I phoned. That was from the
hold on. I'll turn his hearing aids off. 50 bucks. You get to see what's in this
son
pocket.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what they called me.
You a bastard. Yep.
That's why I'm called son of a bitch metal detective.
Turn the freak's future bitch business. Son of a bitch. Larry's name metal detective.
Son of a bitch metal detective.
Son of a bitch metal detective.
We'll find your stuff and then charge you double the price to get it back.
It's always like, oh my God, we just lost that thing that's made of metal. Who are we going to call? Well, we don't want to call that son of a bitch.
No, don't
but
call
then
it.
Everyone else is gone or busy, and then who do you have to call?
We gotta call son of
it's gonna cost you.
Bitch.
Son of a bitch metal detector.
So is that a good metal detector?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't seem impressed at first.
Yeah, you were like,
let's not get carried away with it.
They called it the Cadillac.
He called it the Cadillac.
He called it the Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's better ones out there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a... I would say that it is a...
who cares?
It's a higher end. Right. It is a higher end metal detector.
Okay.
But solid.
But so it's an AT Cadillac, but not a Mercedes-Benz.
How much does that cost? Like, roughly?
If I'm thinking that it's the one that it is, then it's probably $400.
Hmm.
It is the AT Max, though. I thought it was the AT Pro. So maybe the AT Max is more.
Let's look it up here. Garrett AT Max metal detector.
Ooh, that is expensive.
Oh, it's $700.
So that's the nicest one of the AT series probably you can buy. I mean, then you start getting into, man, I sound nerdy right now. Jeez. Yep. Garrett makes great stuff.
You're such a dork.
They do. Like that's probably the highest end machine you'd get to be just a... amateur walking around in a field.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I would love to have that one. In fact, if I was going to start out, I would get the one under it. Because I have a feeling I would do it for 25 minutes and then never do it again.
Yeah, don't invest in that Max.
Start out with the AT regular.
AT Pro. AT Pro. Garrett AT Pro would be what
you
I
lose
get.
Interest quickly.
Yeah, you do.
You've got that most things.
Got a lot of miniature figurines waiting to be painted.
Oh, I can't wait to get them.
You'll never get back to.
I do love them still.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.